spoken a couple of them already, but let's put some chazur on it. We spoke about when we had fleishiks and milchiks. We spoke about when do you have to wait 6 hours after fleishiks. And the Chabad says that tavra shel busa, if you eat something which fleish was cooked inside, if you have a chulent, which you have fleish cooked inside the chulent, you eat one bean out of the chulent, even though you don't eat any fleish, it's a tavra shel busa, it's a tavra shel something which was cooked together with the fleish together, you have to wait 6 hours on a tavra shel busa. That's a psak from the Mechaber, and the Ramu, that's how we take on. Tavra shel busa is a zevi busa. Therefore we discussed that if somebody takes a schnitzel, you have in the heim a deep fryer, and some people like to deep fry the schnitzels, and you have oil which you don't have shishim in the oil against your schnitzel, which you normally will never have. You put a few schnitzels inside and you'll end up with fleischige schnitzel. That oil is a tafshel shel busa. It's not worse off than the bean and the water from the chunt. So if somebody eats a bean from the chunt, he has to wait 6 hours. If somebody goes and takes a spoon out of this oil which he went and fried his schnitzels inside, he also has to wait 6 hours. It's the same din of tafshel shel busa. So therefore, if somebody goes and fries chips inside this oil, we know when we fry chips, it's not just potato we eat afterwards, it's potato and the oil together. It's mamisha, a part of the food itself. And therefore, when one eats chips which are fried in fly sugar oil, you have to wait 6 hours. Then asked a couple of restaurants what their minig was, what they do. Some said they officially keep it separately, some said they unofficially don't keep it separately. Somebody told me there's even restaurants that daf could do it in the same, because it gives a different taste. Why the chips in the restaurant taste better than chips at home? Because 2 minutes beforehand they had inside some schnitzel inside, and therefore taka tastes better. They do it for a purpose, they do it for the same reason. Therefore, you can't even turn around and say it's a derech lichlich or whatever it is, it's a proper tafsha busa, you have to wait 6 hours. So again, we did that in the survey in the restaurants, and whoever I asked uses the oil for fleishiks and for chips. But let's go to donuts. So you go and buy donuts. We hope the donuts in the bakery haven't been used. Oil hasn't been used for fleishiks beforehand. But you can sometimes have maybe a caterer who's doing a heimishes, who's doing a fleishiger do, and he's serving also donuts in the fleishiger do, and he's going to fry them all himself. He hasn't gone and ordered them. It could be that he's used the same oil. Or but it could be again for somebody at home. You have people at home who make their own donuts, part of the Chanukah atmosphere as they do donuts at home. And most people who have a deep fryer at home aren't changing the 3-4 bottles of oil, putting into the deep fryer the whole time. And you keep the same deep fryer. So if any time of over Chanukah, any time in the past, this oil has been used for fleishiks, and then somebody would make a donut in that oil, the donut becomes fleishik, and you have to wait 6 hours afterwards before you can have your coffee. And kolshken, shiva kolshken, be very careful not to eat it in the same seeder that you ate milchiks, which is a sach mechum, and then just 6 hours. The 6 hours is machlikas, a different diet, and different shittas. The same seeder is mamash usa. But there is another din, the end of busa b'chulav. Is one allowed to have fleishige bread or milchige bread? The Mechaber praskens in the Ramur that one is not allowed to make fleishige bread or milchige bread unless there's two conditions. Either he makes a very small amount, which is enough for either one seed in the Mechaber hold, the Ramur's make even for a whole day's supply, or the second thing is that he makes a simen on it. He makes a specific simen knowing that this is simen to show that this is fleishige or this is milchige. Therefore, the berekas, now it's Yisrael taka, which very often you can't tell what's what. The cheese berekas, if you go to any of the Eidah Haredes, the bakeries, the cheese berekas are in triangles, and the potato berekas are in squares. And the choyer is push of the dame simon, as you know, you go to a triangle bereka, it's milchik. So you have over here donuts. If you make fleishige donuts, you have to be careful how many fleishige donuts you're going to make. Because a donut is the type of thing which a person could eat with a coffee together for breakfast. It's something which could go together. So therefore, you're going to have lots of donuts. You've made more than a sheer kutin for Sida Achas. You put some away for the next day, and it'll be fleishig. You'll have a problem. There's no hacker on it, because your fleishig donuts and your parva donuts look exactly the same. On the other hand, there's different types of donuts that people make. There's milchige donuts. You know, there are donuts that people make with caramel filling, which is milchige caramel filling. I don't know if there is in Manchester or whatever, but regular caramel filling is parva. You can get fleishige, you can get milchige ones, and not only milchige filling, but very often the milchige ones are made with milk in the dough. I remember Pizza Uri in Eretz Yisrael was a whole yichas, he has milchige donuts, and there his dough was made from milk and flour. He made the dough itself from milchige ones. Again, you have the same issue. Can you nilush isa b'chulav or not? You have no hacker. If there's no hacker, then L'choyre, you're not to make more than a yoim echad take a supply on the donuts. So if somebody makes their own donuts, they make milchiger ones, the word l'choyre would have to be careful about this halucha not to make too many. The Pischachiv and Sadi Zayin brings down that this whole halucha is only by lechem or by something which you're going to end, which you could end up eating with opposite min. Therefore, if you make fleischiger donuts, we said, you could end up eating it with a coffee. It's very hard to imagine somebody eating a donut with a piece of steak together. They don't mix and match so well. It's minimus sika, the Bizkachiva brings down, it's minimus sika, which you can noticeable, first of all, it's very noticeable, that even if it's not noticeable, it's something which you would never come to eat with the fleisch, with the opposite min, the fleisch of the milchig, then you don't have a problem. So the choyer comes out that to make milchig donuts, you can make them as many as you want, because you'll never end up coming to eat a donut with fleisch. So therefore, the choyer, this is. Oh, so you can have it within the 6 hours. You have it to chesida. The chazal worm goizer. The whole simet sadizayin is mashma. The only acid bread or something which you eat mamish together with the other min. The whole thing is a gezeira. The worm goizer this gezeira onto another gezeira which isn't eaten together. Therefore, it's only mamish if it's together. But if you make fleishig donuts, one would have to be more careful than that. And therefore, understand when it comes to Chanukah again with lots of oil and people are busy frying the whole time, you have to be careful. We know when you fry, if you're careful when you make latkes, and latkes is made out of potatoes with onions, and we've got to be careful again how you cut your onions. Somebody made a mistake when they cut the fleisch, they cut the milchiger knife, the onion, and they went and fried it in the fleisch sugar pan, and they end up having the kash of the pan. We spoke about all the aluchas, but it's something which is more shchiach and maybe more of a, especially when the kinderlech are helping after Chanukah lecht and they're trying to help to get in the way or not get in the way, and they're busy helping a little bit, to be careful, make sure that the right knife gets used with the right frying pan and with the right oil.
Does deep fryer become fleishig
even though you took oil out? Very good. The deep fryer zicher becomes fleishig. Once you put a schnitzel inside and there's not shishim against it, it's exactly the same as if you have a pot of in the fryer of water and you put fleish inside, exactly the same. Therefore, I don't know how many people make at home fleishig deep frying oil. It could be. If they do, you're right. Very wichtig. You have to remember that even if you do use it, you always have to keep in mind afterwards when you go and fry chips again and you want to eat them together with milchigs on the plate. Let's say somebody had cheese blintzes and they're giving also the side dishes chips. You'd have to be very careful not to do that if your deep fry became once fleishig. Another halucha of donuts is what brucha of donuts. You see inside the basin should be here, but okay, there's no machabe. The Chabah brings down. You know, there's a few tanuim of pasabu bekisnin. What makes something mazonis? Normally, we know that pasabu bekisnin has three conditions. Either it has to be purich, has to be something which is brittle and crisp. It has to be something which is sweet, and it has to have something which has a filling inside of it. When it has all those three tanuim, it has all the tanuim of pasabu bekisnin. What makes mazonis mitavadai? And it doesn't have all three tanuim, we still make mazonis misufik. Because if it's got one of these three tanuim, we take a mechoishish, maybe this tanai is the right tanai to make it mazonis, we make mazonis on it. If you eat it during the seder, if it only has one of those three tanuim, we don't make mazonis. Because it might be, here you have the sufik the other way around, sufik bruchas lehukun, here you've got the sufik the other way around, maybe it's hamoitzi. If it's hamoitzi, then we don't make a bruch on it, because it's toich seder, we don't make a bruch on another piece of bread. Only if it has all three tanuim, it's brittle, it's sweet, and it's filled, then we make a mazonis even in the middle of a seder, because then we have no sfeikas anymore, we have all three tanuim. The mushel, which Mishbiri gives down, I think is strudel. But strudel has all three. It's a flaky dough, it's a very thin burger, it's a very thin and brittle dough, it's sweet, and it has inside a filling which is baked together, so therefore it has all three tanuim. Now, what about our donuts? The Mechaber brings down that if somebody made a normal dough that they wanted to make challah from, they wanted to make bread from, and made a belila over, made a proper thick dough, normal dough to make challahs from, and then they went and cooked it. They went and took the dough and they went and put it into the pot, made kneidelich, or they went and put it into the pot and they deep fried it. Does it lose its hamoitzi? It was a proper hamoitzi before, and does it lose its hamoitzi? Or does it stay hamoitzi? First, the Brachaba brings down is that in Bishloi Tigno Eimu Voruchela Hamoitzi, even if it still has a tzir sapas, and I feel it was mechayev b'chala, because Brichas Hamoitzi only goes the Brichas Hamoitzi Ein Hoylech Ela Acha Shas Safia, and since you didn't bake it, you cooked it or you deep fried it, it becomes mazonis. Second day, and Brachaba says Cholkim V'Oimrim Chol Shetchilas Isa Over. even afterwards, whatever you did to it, you fried it or you cooked it, it still stays hamoiti. Therefore, this machlokes in the mechaber, what bruchah does one make on a donut? A donut is a thick dough, which you go and deep fry it, so therefore it loses its normal koyach of bread. Is it the first day in the mechaber is mezoinus, the second day in the mechaber is hamoitzi? And we all know that we make mezoinus now with donuts. If they make, I don't know if they make paris inside the donuts. I wonder how they make the donuts. I didn't ask them. It's sweet because they put some sugar in, but I don't know whether it's a sweetened version. I never asked them the recipe. But this is talking about something you made, which would be hamoitzi. No?
Water.
Water. Yeah. So, the Ramu, we know that we make hamoitzi, we know we make mezoinus, because the Ramu paskins and nagi lohokil. How many guys we make taka mezoinus on donuts and we don't make hamoitzi? And the whole mechlekes on the mechaber is only talking about in a case when somebody made a hamoitzi dough. He made it in order to make bread. So it was be'etzem a normal hamoitzi dough, and he went and fried it. If he made the dough only in order to fry it, he made the whole dough in order to cook it, in order to fry it, then kila al-mo'ed, so quickly, kila al-mo'ed, then it's the chamazoinus. We pass it anyhow to mezoinus, when our donuts, which are made l'chatchila, the dough they're making is to make the donuts, therefore that dough, zikha, becomes, stays into a mezoinus and not hamoitzi. Oh, so now we have a difference, we know that normal mezoinus, if you eat a kviya sidah, we have a problem. If you eat four slices of bread, I don't want to say bread, because there's mezoinus bread, I don't know if it is such a thing as mezoinus bread, so let's avoid that topic. But if you eat cake, which is the size of four kebetzim, which if you want to measure that, you take the size of four slices of bread in the middle of a loaf, approximately each one is approximate kebetza, and you have such a size, one has to make a kriya, one is a kriya sida, and one has to wash and bench. So therefore, with donuts, does one have to wash and bench when you eat a lot of donuts or not? Very often you can have a mesibah of Chanukah and it says ayicha, so you end up eating sometimes, and it's mamshuch, you might end up eating a donut, it's very big also, it's a lot, I don't know how big it is exactly, I measured it, but it's, won't be surprised if two big donuts, you're not far off from that size of dough. Is the Mechaber brings down, Mishabir brings down, over here, the whole, one of the tenuim of being kveh sidah or mezoinus to make it into hamoitzi is if it has tzira dana hamar. It has to have, has to look like bread. If a person can eat as much bizli as they want, you can go through kilos of bizli and there'll never be mechiv to wash and bench on it. It doesn't have a tzir and a hammer. There's certain things which don't have. You can eat pretzels, l'choyra, as much as you want, and it doesn't have a tzir and a hammer. And kegel, and lokshin kegel, Mishabir brings down, so there's machloikas if it has a tzir and a hammer or not, it looks like bread or not. But a donut, like clue, Mishabir brings down, even if it's kveh a seed on it, you don't have to wash and bench, and we take on it some mezoinus completely, that doesn't have tzir and a hammer either, therefore there's no maximum. There's no worrying about eating too much and never having a kviya sida.
Cake,
yeah. Cake has looks more that it's not because it's cooked. Yeah, because it's been cooked or deep fried, that way it loses its steer than a hammer. Something which has been baked doesn't lose its steer than a hammer. Mishabir has a different type of thing, as if it's blintzes, if it's waffles, if it's thick, if it's thinner. But this one he says. Oh, now what happens? Wusn ma essen mitten sie. Wir haben aber jetzt noch bringt nach Leif zurück und auf viele noch der Mus und nur gilo hokel. Wir haben viel to say reish mai mit de shne. Ana es no in mitten na sida. We only eat in the middle of a sida donut. So bring the mir haben ihr schmeiß in middle of the sida donut. Because for the duam khleik is do make mazon, do make a moitzi. Now look at this, huh? Oh, no, 1 second. That's because the dough was made, sorry. Here, right. 1 second. That's talking about a dough which was made for hamoitzi bread, and they went and deep fried it. Then Mechaber says, Yerei Shemayim should do it. And this Abrucha brings down, it's not so pusha bechlal the aitzer, because there happens to be a big machloikas of a donut in the middle of a cedar, whether you'd have to make a brucha or not make a brucha on it. And lechoy that machloikas will be a bigger machloikas than the machloikas which we have, which we make mezoinus chitz l'sida. And lechoy that aitzer wasn't, as ungenim the bialucha mitchitzach of this aitzer. Therefore, the minik ha'olam is to make a mezoinus on donuts. What is nagaya is faket. What happens if somebody ate a donut for dessert? We just said before, a mezoinus normally at the end of a seder isn't part of the seder, and therefore, really, one should make a mezoinus on it because we have a sufik bruchus. We're not sure maybe pasavu b'kislin, which one of the tanuim is the ikur one. So therefore, we go and we make a sufik bruchus lehukul, and we don't make a bruchu. That's why there are some people who are machmen never to eat mezoinus or cake for dessert, because the bottom line why we don't make a brucha is not because we know we're not going to make a brucha, because of a brucha's lehukos. So why put yourself in a situation of sufa brucha's?
Yeah,
Derech minigoyl was been made, but with a donut, since it's been made, our dough has been made dafke to go and deep fry it. It was made b'chatchila for that. Plus, when it's deep fried, it loses its tzira and aham. It lost its tzira and aham. It lost its whole tzira of a piece of bread. L'chayra is a very shtake svura that one has to make a mezonos when you eat a donut for dessert. So therefore. So the Zayis Abruchi also brings down. It says the master the minig oilam is we don't make. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to tell people not to make mazonos. But if there's any chimra which comes out of this whole sigya of making bruchas on donuts, is there would be as a chimra not to eat a donut for dessert at the end of the seder, because then by emes it comes to a real suffix bruchas. There's another idea. You can open up a pack of bizli and take a bizli out and make a mazonos on it. Then we have the alachat chiladik mazonos. It doesn't have a tzir din a ham a zichanish. And then you have a zicha mazoinus, or if you can find yourself a piece of strudel somewhere, which isn't so negaya normally. I don't know if it's baked together, it's not baked together, it might be it has to bake together with the mazoinus together. I don't know the haluchas. But if one's looking for a chimer, legabe hilchas donuts, that chimer is that chimer would be that not to eat a donut for dessert, and because one's going to have a big shalom whether to make a mazoinus or not. So solche Sachen, man kann sich nicht nur den Minik von Donuts, nur gedenken, why do we eat Donuts? Gedenken, der Nest ist geworden, und es ist der Nest erschämen, und so solche Sachen, le hoides, le hallo, a ganze Chaneke.
Marek, der Marek?